Nothing yet. So the doctor's appointments are during the day. So we'll know probably later tonight, tomorrow morning. I'll be able to give you a better handle. Yes. He's full contact, has been for a few days, needs to get through a good tug here today and then some heavier contact tomorrow, but he is an option, yeah.
Can you take us back to last night? Everybody in the city is talking about Patrick's shifts being limited and just kind of your process from then to kind of where you sit as the coach with him today.
Pat's been sent down to the minors today. He's been returned to the Moose. So this is where I would rely on your experience and your veteranness of the room. He played, what, 13 minutes? It's the same amount of time as the two guys who had scored all four of their goals. If you want to write an article on me that I can't defend, you can say I've coddled the kids. You could probably write a legitimate article on that. But he had a rougher night. That's going to happen. Still love him. Going to play him again. That's where I'm at today.
What do you mean by that? Like, are you being sarcastic, or is that about...
Hang on, what part?
Coddling the kids.
Or no, I am... If you're going to write an article about how I've handled these kids, you could write a legitimate article that every time they made a mistake, I put them back on the ice. That you could write an article. The toe drag on Dallas 5-on-3 to the breakaway, back on the ice. For both of them. You can do it for Mark Scheifele, too, and Adam Lowry, too, and Jake Trouba, any of the kids that are 22 or 23 or younger, that none of them have suffered a benching because they made a mistake.
And why is that, Paul?
Because they need to learn and they need to play, in my opinion. So I've handled them that way. That, and they're better than a lot of the other options that I have anyway. So we put them back out there. They play big minutes here. I don't know if Patty's number one in the rookies. If he's not, he's off by seconds, and he's played big minutes. He's on the ice at the end of the game. So I see a whole different level of development in Patty. There's going to come a point in time where he doesn't score a bunch of goals and you're all going to be in a panic about where his game's at. But from the start of the year to now, he's miles better player. Nick Ehlers as well. Like, from the start of last year to where Nick Ehlers is today is night and day. So of Mark Scheifele. It's true of Jake Trouba. It's true of Adam Lowry. In a short period of time, I'd like to say it's true about Josh Morrissey, except he's been damn good right from the start. Right? So it goes draft, develop, dominate, hopefully at some point. But you're not missing that middle part. So I play him. And I always remember the late Pat Burns trying to explain why Joe Thornton was on the fourth line and people were killing him because he was playing 6 minutes. I've taken a different tack with the kids.
The GM has said about you a number of times that you're willing to play kids, and that's hard to find in a veteran coach. And you could hear it in Don Sweeney yesterday talking about Claude Julien, that, you know, one of the things that they didn't see a mix going forward was his willingness to play kids. How do you mix that for you,
yeah,
a guy who obviously wants to win games? But because it's incongruent to expect to play as many guys as you have,
right,
on entry level contracts to go out and win on a regular basis. How do you balance that for you, the coach? And
I don't balance it for me. I understand the question, and I've thought deeply about it. The fastest track to the Winnipeg Jets being very good is these guys learn the game as soon as they possibly can, and they're going to learn through mistakes. They're going to make the mistakes. I didn't take Patty Laine and sit him in front of the video because he knows it. No, we talked about it. Talked about the play that he made that he put in the middle. I can also pull a bunch of video on everybody else doing a version of that. Not as much when they get older, but certainly when they get younger. Making a play, trying to get something good to happen at the end of a shift, at the end of a period when there's no need to make it. But I also don't want him losing that. I don't want him dumping every puck. As a matter of fact, I'd rather that he didn't at all, except for the right times to do it. So we show him some video, but more often than not, we talk to him about it. I talked to both Nick and Patty today about their games, and some of the video that they're on made the main room because there's themes defensively that we need to get better at that everybody saw. But those individual mistakes we sit down and talk about what they were thinking, why they made it. The kids have to play here. And a lot of times they've earned it. But there have been a lot of nights that I got in and behind the podium. I thought you were going to ask me, or somebody was going to ask me some questions about the loop or the turnover or the missed assignment. And I never get asked, so I don't bring it up, and I get off here as fast as I possibly can. But I will tell you that Patty Liney's game is miles, miles better today. Last night, it was miles better than the games he played in the first 20 this season. I say, I love the guy. And I also know what he's going to mean to this franchise. So if I shaved 3 minutes off his game, I apologize to Manitoba. Then I'll give you a little insight. He's playing with Little and Ehlers next game.
How do you match? You talk all these individuals. Like Ehlers, we've watched it. He's gotten better. Scheifele's one of the leading scorers in the league. Truba's turned into a very good defenseman. Morrissey, you know, all these young individuals, their great games are growing, and yet the team is, the results for the team
yep.
Still aren't great. How do you change that? How do you go from a bunch of good individuals to a successful team?
It's time, right? So there's still parts of all of their games that have a ways to go before they're as dominant as their agents think they are, right? So it's like they get a guy who's a Formula One driver and say, well, why didn't you give him the keys when he was 12? Well, he's going to have to learn a few things, right? He's going to have to run into a few fenders here first. So it's when they can drive a game. They're all good players and can be good parts of a game, but they're not yet ready to drive every game 9 out of 10 nights. But they will soon, right? So Mark Scheifele might be the youngest forward on Minnesota. Right, maybe he's a week or two younger than the Graevac young fella. And he's our driver in the middle. It's a good thing for the Winnipeg Jets. He's going to be a great player.
How much could have a superior goaltending have masked a lot of that? Because if you have better goaltending at certain stretches, you might have 5 or 6 more points right now. And you're in a playoff spot, and we're not talking about a lot of the stuff that we're talking about.
Okay, and I would agree with that. That's fair. But why wouldn't we give, and this is going to be a long answer because I'm going to have to take you through what's happened. We would have to look at Connor Hellebuyck in the same way that we look at these other guys, right? So I shaved Patty's Liney's minutes off. Connor's in his version of his first year in the National Hockey League. Not every game's going to be perfect. We like the talent there. We think there's something there. Most of these guys don't carry the ball at 22, 23. It's 25 and 26. So how do we get him... How do we get him that time? Well, you're going to go through this development pain, which goes back to your earlier question about me and how I feel about this. I would rather do that, go through the pain. And I'm fully aware of the shelf life of coaches. The Winnipeg Jets are a different team. They're a different organization. This place is special. The owner doesn't own the team to make a ton of money off it. It's for Winnipeg. They want it to be great. So we're going to have to go through a few years that are tough. The tough ones are when you see young talent come in and you go, oh, my God, this guy's a talented player. Why aren't they dominating yet? Let's wait till the kid gets to be about 21 or 22 before you start screaming at him on the bench for every turnover. This is what I said to Nikki and Patty today. I said the next phase in your careers is you come to the bench and I scream at you for the turnover and you go back out there and you try to make the right play. And you're not where you don't lose any confidence. So I'm not screaming at the kids right now. I don't want them losing confidence. I want them to go out. I want them to get better. I want them to try to make a better play. And that's true of Mark Scheifele too. But I yell at Mark an awful lot. But I didn't his first year. Didn't really his second year. I got into him hard at the end of last year because he could handle it. And I was all over him for the first 2 or 3 months this year. That's the development. They get a bit of a free pass. I talk to him. Try to get him a little better. I want him fired up for the game the next night. Connor Hellebuyck deserves the same, but unforgiving position to develop in the National Hockey League.
Having said all that about Line A, you did move him down a few lines and reduce his ice time. When do you decide, how do you decide when to make that move? What determines
it? It's not always about Patty, right? So they had an unusual, and I knew going into that game last night that the line that they would match up against, so the Stahl line's pretty good. The Koivu line right now is as dominant a line as there is in the league, and Lowry did a great job last night. I want Scheif against Stahl. That's the right match. That next line coming off is some big, heavy, strong guys. So one of two things is going to happen. They're either going to move the puck around them, and we're gonna, and it's gonna be an advantage to us, or it's not, and we're they're minus two after the first period. I got to make an adjustment. Kind of like the way Nick Ehlers was skating a little bit, so I made that shift, and then moved a whole host of people up onto the left wing, and it eventually came to be Patty's turn. So it's not always about that particular player either, right? He's not going great. He still played. I didn't send him to the locker room. I didn't like the matchup that they had. I didn't like the way that line was playing against that line. Somebody's got to get moved. I don't think Brian Little fits on our fourth line yet. So I moved Patty. Again, I'm sorry for those who are...
Coincidence that it was after that giveaway in the middle?
Well, no.
No. Okay.
It wouldn't have been.
Okay. So other players make those kind of mistakes occasionally too. So how, does the experience factor affect how you react? Age and experience of the player?
Well, no, but they're not changing that line, right? So it's two now, right, that they've been in. First forecheck got wobbly, two on two, puck's in the back of the net. So at minus two after a period, I'm thinking, if we prorate this and you do nothing, this is going to be a tough night for this guy. So we're going to fix something on this line. We're going to change that matchup. Patty's a pretty good shooter. So sometimes if he gets out against the 5-6 or maybe on the fourth line, he can do some good things there too. It's not exiled to there. I mean, Nick Petan's mom's going to come beat you up if you don't like the fact that I played him. I might give her directions. So you guys watch the games as scouts, right? You watch an individual player and it becomes all individualized. They play with four other guys on the ice, so just shift it around. I'm going to invite him to the Chicago game. Maybe we'll start. He'll be okay. Patty's going to be fine.
You haven't shown a lot of confidence in Connor Hellebuck the last 2 weeks. How should he feel now that he's got the
So there's game? Just your perspective, my friend. Wouldn't you? Couldn't we say I've shown a lot of confidence in Andrei Pavlik? Could we do it that way? Let's go with that. I would say I showed a lot of confidence. Pavs played pretty darn well for us. Really well for us, right?
Connor had a really good game in Chicago, yet he didn't see the net again.
No, I know.
Why?
Just take a look at his numbers after the Chicago games. Yeah. But he may get a chance to come back. And guess what? You know what? They can fight for it a little bit too, right? Just because the P's 20 mattresses deep here, it's not all that bad. You can fight through things. No?
Sure.
Okay. I like Connor Hellebuck too. Did I mention that? He's a good guy.
Line juggling, it seems like such a big difference from last season to this season. I mean, more in game.
Right.
Is it just a byproduct of the makeup of this team this year, or what is it that's kind of where you haven't hesitated to shift things?
Injuries. Around? Right. So your first line change just started 2.5 minutes into our first game. Brian Little goes down. Now your lines look different. Success rate early. We moved our lines around early and had some pretty good payoffs from it, some comebacks, right? Wanting players to understand at times that if you're going, you get to play a little bit. And if you're not going, you may get to play a little less without putting a guy on the bench and having to answer questions like these all the time. So just massage, move guys around. And host the new players. Host the lines that haven't really played together before. So we were finding out about them. But injuries probably had the biggest factor for changing lines.
Is that also the mobility, the ability to go from fourth line to top line, as we've seen with Andrew Kopp? Is that to let these guys know that there is ways to move up and down the lineup? Is it a message in some way?
It shouldn't be a message. It should just be a fact, right? Like if you're playing well and you get going, you should get a chance to play a little bit more. I think we have more skilled players in the lineup. There are fourth line guys that very rarely get into the second or even third line, right? They're kind of where they're at. But most of these players, Nick Petan too, has played the wing. Connor Petan and Wheeler were a line for us for a while, right? So they do move around. They have some skill that they can do it when they're going. I'd like to recognize that. The matchups are becoming more critical this time of year. There's clearly been a change in the intensity of the game since the All-Star break. There always is. The matchups, certainly the teams that we're playing now, when you look at our run going back five or six games right through to the end of the season, it's pretty heavy loaded with some playoff teams. So the players will excel against certain players, and you try to find that as well.
Overall, how do you think the teams reacted to those in-game changes?
You're quite well, and it's something that you want to have, right? You want to be able to move people around. It puts you in a better stead when you do have injuries, so it's not the end of the world when a guy goes down. The players have experience in different positions. I think it's really important that they're able to do that. You'd love to be able to find pairs. You'd love that pair to include a centerman, and then you can move some wings around on that. Yeah, I think it's the start of a process, and you're right. You do want the Andrew Copps of your team. If I get hot, I got a chance to play a little bit more. If I'm doing all the right things and put myself in a position to get more.
Thanks, Paul.
You sure? You guys out of tape? You can build this guy.